Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, your smart speakers. It's been so long, I don't know if I still knew how to do that.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, my triumphant return.
Yes.
From the detached retina, like a hero key, I came back. Days ahead of time. That's right. Key looks perplexed.
Yeah, he looks confused.
Yeah. Where are you? Why do you look confused?
No, I was looking at the mess in the studio with all the cords hanging everywhere.
Where are the cords? What's he doing?
What, you mean the thousands of cords underneath this rug that Max keeps spilling coffee on?
I've never spilled coffee on.
I was just looking at it. I'm like, why? Look at that. Like, come on.
It's a lot of cords.
Do better.
It's hazardous out here, man.
It's
and why are y'all so close?
I don't know.
You know what
it's
looks
the camera
bad?
Shot.
It's that right there. It's this whole the whole table is usually organized.
It's like, why don't y'all just go
the last
sit in each other's lap?
That would be...
You know,
weird,
let me tell you,
television.
Since social distancing, now everyone expects it looks weird if people aren't 100 feet apart from each other. But this used to be normal.
Keith, speaking of 100 feet apart, I need your help in what to do when a situation occurs. So yesterday, I had to go do a talk with PwC with Coach K in Midtown, right?
And name drop. Good.
I get there. No, it's my coach. I get there. And, you know, like anything, when you come through the city, I got to run and use the bathroom before. And there's a whole set of urinals, right? So there's like six or seven.
Oh, God.
And I go to the back corner one, Key. I'm the only one in the bathroom.
Here we go. Someone stood
only
right
one in the bathroom. Yeah, yeah. And I'm doing my thing. And a dude walks in, and he walks past all the damn urinals and comes to the one right next to my ass, Key. You could have seen the nastiest look that I gave him. What do you say to somebody when they do something like that?
I don't talk to people in the restroom, first of all. Therefore,
so wait, if somebody recognizes you in the restroom, you don't say anything to them. Oh, like, oh, Keyshawn Johnson, what's up? Like, you don't.
I'm like, I'm not getting ready to get into a full conversation. I've had that happen many times where you just kind of, you know, give them a nod, keep it moving. I got stuff to do, man. I can't.
Especially
you know
if you're
what
in the bathroom.
Like, I just,
like,
I'm
going to the bathroom.
Like, well, I'm in the restroom.
You're doing
there's seven
stuff.
Other urinals. Use those. Yeah, there's
actually,
five stalls.
That's actually,
oh, that's
use
not,
those.
That's actually but, unnatural for even if you're sitting on a bus or a train and someone comes and there's
get
empty
away
seats.
From
you don't,
oh, but
you
I was
going right
to say that,
you.
Max. I was going to say that just doesn't happen in the restroom, Jay. Just literally the other day, I was at the bar getting food, the whole bar empty. Guy comes and sits right next, literally. Props down on me. And, you know, at that point, I'm like, yo, like, come on, man. So so I get up.
And go to the other side of the bar.
I get up and walk around and go to the other side of the bar.
That's very friendly of you.
No, come on, Max. Though, like,
no, come on. No, of
like,
course.
I don't need you.
But the reason it's happening to you, too, is because they recognize you. They
that's
want
not
to
true.
That's cool. That's great that you recognize me. But I don't need you sitting on top of me while I'm trying to get
he
something.
He doesn't even
to
like
eat.
It when if our tables, he even mentioned it already, we're too close together. If he's like, yo, why are we so close? And he wants me
what's
to be in the
that?
Other room when we're.
But
when
it's
we're,
not. No, it's not that, Max. What it is I don't feel like engaging in small talk. I don't care about the Yankees and the Dodgers right now while I'm at the bar. I don't care about if the Rams are going to win or if USC. I don't care if Ohio State or Alabama's great. I could care less about Duke basketball. Don't try small conversation with me. That's slick.
Yeah, I could care less even about I was just breathing hard. Like,
There's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where they're going to a dinner party, and Larry David tells the guy when he sits down, he's like, look, I can't do this. Can we elevate to medium talk? If I'm sitting next to someone, at least let me do medium talk, not small talk.
Hey,
right?
How are you? You don't really want to know how
I am. Had,
you don't want to know how I am.
It's the equivalent in this business of how much pressure is on someone. I don't know, this much.
I done had the nasty, though. I come out of the bathroom where you want to try to shake. Like, man, what you doing?
And don't be going to the bathroom on your phone at the same time. That's nasty.
How about pictures in the bathroom? You get that
one? Pictures in the bathroom. Like, want to shake your hand.
Hey, fist bump. Wash your hands.
Nothing. No fist, no, don't touch me, don't talk to me. You are disgusting. And when you wash your hands, don't do it for 5 seconds.
And then wash your phone. Sanitize your phone, nasty.
The dude's there right next to you.
Oh, right next to you. Like, hey, see this article?
See, he's splashing on your Balenciaga shoes and
both
carrying
of you have
Jay,
very
all
difficult
on your Jimmy
lives.
Choos.
Oh, come on, man.
So just remember, everybody, whoever can hear us right now on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, your smart speakers, Sirius XM Radio, the podcast, wherever you're listening to us, Key and Jay don't want to talk to you.
That's not true.
If you see them, just keep walking.
See, here we go. See,
they don't like you.
That's true.
And that goes for me, too. No, not for me, but the two of them.
Yeah, oh, everything too, Max is saying is true, but I want you to listen and watch me every time I'm on television or
there
listen
it is.
To me on the radio.
There
but
it is.
I do not want to speak to you. Yes, that is correct.
That is going to be the title of Key's next book, as a matter of fact.
I
That's
do not
the
want
working
to speak
title.
To you.
I do not want to speak to you.
Throw me the damn ball. Leave my ass alone.
Throw me the damn ball and then shut up and don't talk to me. All right.
I'm actually very people-friendly, Max.
Everybody is. Well,
no, not everybody.
So, should we talk about the Big 12? What do you think?
What happened in the Big 12?
Your guy, Brett Yormark, right? Is it Yormark, Yormack? How do you pronounce it?
Yormark.
Yormark, right? But people rush through the R. Yormark.
Well, because that's when you don't know how to say something. You just go, oh, blah, blah.
Anyway, Big 12 commissioner. Used to be with Rock Nation, right, Jay? This is Jay-Z's guys from Rock Nation?
Yeah, but he also ran Brooklyn Sports Entertainment, which kind of oversees all the real estate development for sports franchises in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, the Big 12 didn't used to be open for business, but listen to this.
What excites me most about joining the Big 12 is the transformative moment in front of all of us today. We have an opportunity to grow and build the Big 12 brand and business. Be aspirational. Define our point of difference. All while never losing our commitment to always compete and develop our student athletes at the highest levels. Moments like these do not happen often, and we must seize them and make the most of them. It will require incredible work and collaboration. One thing is for sure, there is no doubt the Big 12 is open for business. We will leave no stone unturned to drive value for the conference.
What a great script that somebody put together for him. I don't know how long that took. But look, here's what I would say. I don't think there's anything wrong with teams joining the Big 12. The Big 12 conference is a good conference. They got good football. I think the problem is that they hadn't won anything major in such a long, long time. I think the last time that they probably won something was when Texas beat USC. And people look at that and gauge that against the SEC conference or the Big Ten conference. But I think as a whole, if you look at the Big 12 conference and you really pay attention to it, those teams, the Baylors, the Iowa States, and once upon a time, West Virginia, they was running up the score on people. They were doing some stuff in the Big 12 when Oklahoma was there. Texas, not so much. They were a decent football team. They've gone through some coaches. So when you look at the top half of the Big 12, they haven't won any championships. So the first thing people start to say is, well, they can't compete with Ohio State and Alabama and some of these other teams. Well, really, as I always said, the SEC conference is strong. They have dominated with Florida winning championships way back when with Urban Meyer, or most recent Georgia, or even Alabama dominating. But in all honesty, the SEC has hidden behind Alabama for years up until LSU won their championship. And then obviously along the way, LSU won another championship. But for the most part, you talk about Alabama until Georgia just recently won one. USC obviously won a bunch many years ago, then got put on somewhat of a probation.
But Key, Georgia sneaks up and wins one, right? LSU sneaks up. But someone from the Big 12 got to sneak up and win one too, right?
Of course.
Can't compare them.
The Big 10 didn't sneak up and win one until Ohio State did it.
That's right.
The Big 10 hadn't won one in quite some time. So every conference has the major gorillas, then they have snails in the end. For every Kansas, there's a Vanderbilt, an Oregon State. For every Iowa State, there is a Mississippi State that has a really good year. For every Baylor, there's an Ole Miss that has a really good year. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Now, what I would say is this conference may be able to compete every 6 or 7 years for a major national championship-type contending team, but doesn't mean that it's a bad conference. Oklahoma State's going to win 9 games every single year. They've just got to win the big one, and they have yet to do it. Same thing with Baylor, you know. And so I would say when you start to look at this conference, it's the third conference right now. It's still better than the ACC to me. The only reason why the ACC is at the top of the level is because Clemson's been able to dominate.
All I know, Key, is watching the Big 12 for our Brett Yermack. I always start looking to try to pick off some Pac-12 schools. I will look at Colorado, Utah, Arizona schools. Like, okay, like all these conference realignments are going to 18, 20 schools. We need to catch up in this arms race.
Big 12's open for business.
Open for business.
Brett Yermack said. The road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on their historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. Why our expectations may be way too high for one particular quarterback, we'll explain after Key has this from O'Reilly.
Have a car problem, but don't know where to go? Maybe you're miles away from home when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center nearby for your repairs.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's the real question, yeah. Max.
What?
And Key, if you go into the bathroom.
All right.
And if you wash your hands.
Okay. If you wash your hands?
I don't know what some people do. I know I wash my hands.
No, Marcellus does not. That's true, Key. And he'll talk about it publicly.
He does not?
No.
What?
Marcellus is immune to disease and germs, I think, but no
lies,
one else is.
Lies, lies, and more lies.
It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
So wait. How do you leave the bathroom? Because there's always a handle on the door. So if there are no cloths or towels or
I'm so glad that Jay identified this, Key. If they're going paperless, right, and they have a blow, then you have to have a way to open the door without touching a handle that 100 million people have already touched after using the bathroom and not all of them washed their hands. You got to have it.
So it depends on where we're at, right? What type of, because if you, most of the time when you're in an airport, there's no doors.
That's
yeah,
good.
That's, yeah, I like that. Smart. Yep.
Okay. If you are in some other places, the doors are push doors.
That's
you
good.
Push out.
Yep. You do it with your foot.
But if you don't have that, you use your shirt.
No doubt.
I use the inside of my shirt.
The inside.
Yeah, I use the inside.
I use the outside of my sleeve.
I kind of use the bottom portion of the inside because I just don't, stuff can be on there and it can show on my clothes. So I kind of, do it that way.
You know, this is true.
And I see dudes do it like their hands are wet and nasty. This, just grab the door handle. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
This is a true story I'm going to tell you. I was a bad little kid. I had to go to summer school, and I was like 14, not even years old, maybe 13 years old. I forgot how old I was. But I'm and this biology teacher there was talking about this in the 80s. It was like the mid 80s, and he was like, and as a biology teacher, it's like you can't have a door that you need to touch if you go, you know, if there's no paper, because even then they started with the blow dryers here and there.
You see, the airports are even though there's no doors, like I'm not. Airports kind of wig me out, Key, because I'd be seeing dudes, they bring luggage in there with them and they put the luggage on the ground. I'm like, oh, that.
I want to know why people are texting at the urinal. What could possibly be so important that you need to be texting?
They might be looking at articles.
Texting. They might be fake texting and taking some flicks.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
There's Keyshawn Johnson.
No, I mean.
There's Mr. Johnson.
I'm just telling you.
Right.
They might be Zoom lensing you, Jay.
There's Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn's Johnson.
And I'm not talking about your face.
Jeez, come on. There's Johnson's Johnson. I can't.
No, it's Keyshawn's Johnson. What are you talking about? Pluralize. That's all you
got
to do.
But I got a poll for you here in a second.
Oh, yeah. God. We have legitimate issues on this show.
No, here, I don't have any issues. Everything is fine with me, but I got a poll for you, and I want you to put it up, Pat.
Yeah.
Okay, put up the poll, Pat.
What's the poll?
Here it is. What's nastier? Got to pay attention now. The bathroom door handle, opening or closing,
okay, I like
or touching, Max,
yeah,
the handle on an escalator as you ride down an escalator.
For some reason, I think the bathroom.
Escalator, I don't know.
I know what you mean.
Put up that poll. Which one is nastier?
It just feels hot. And it's like,
and it's rubber, so the germs are dead.
Here's what I'm going to say. Do the math, depending on where you're at, right? Let's assume we're in a high volume area.
What about the gas station nozzle for your car? How do you feel about that? I mean, I know you're a big electric car guy, but.
Yeah, I'm an electric car guy.
I'm not an electric
I don't get
guy.
Gas. Yeah. What is that?
Hey, look, I don't get
I'm
gas
taking myself
my
out of that.
Car.
But think about it, Max, Jay. If you're in a place where there's a basketball game, you're going down the escalator to come out of the arena. Do you know how many people have touched?
There's no doubt, but Key, there's something about
no.
There's something
so
about
gross.
Being in a bathroom where a lot of people, you know, the odds are that just haven't washed their hands and the proximity to the event itself.
But Key, let me add on to this, Key, with the escalator, though. You know how many nasty kids?
But, I was just about to say, Jay, up, down, back, forth, jumping, putting their feet on it. The kids is what I was going to say, Jay. On top of what Max just said, in the bathroom, you think if they ain't washing their damn hands at an airport, they washing their hands at an arena?
No.
No, of course not.
Because they trying to hurry up
you're
and get back to watch the game.
You're logically right. You're logically right. I'm not disputing the logic of what you're saying. I'm just saying the emotion of it is too close to the event itself that caused the germs in the bathroom.
Escalators.
And there's something about that that's
escalators
more emotionally
far worse.
Disturbing.
There's a high probability that someone will wash their hands in a restroom.
I'm not saying you're
wrong.
You
ain't washing your hands to get on no escalator.
I'm talking about the way it feels.
No, I'm just talking about
you guys
nastiness.
Are wigging me out. I can't.
Think about it. The kid with the snot that's crusty. Did you hold on for his balance?
There it is. Let's just play on it.
Or the lady who left the chili on her hand after she ate and then hurry up and get to her car to beat the traffic.
And then licked
it. Come on, Max.
Then licked it when she got off the escalator.
I mean, I try not to. And then you see, the main thing is the kids, your kids. You take your kids somewhere. No. Mira, take your hand off that escalator.
All the time. But my kids are so trained now because I've beaten them in their head with that. Hey, what are you doing? Don't touch that. And they'll stand right in the middle.
I need to get my kids that way.
Be trying to hold your core balance on the escalator.
My kids are the reason that you don't want to touch the. Where'd you put up your nose and then put? All right, listen. Steve Young, ESPN NFL analyst and one of my favorite players to watch of all time on NBC Sports, said the following about the 49ers quarterback situation.
I think that there's still a chance that Jimmy's on the team. And I think that we need to just recognize that until Trey takes it, he doesn't have a chance yet. So you can't say it's Trey's fault. He hasn't had a chance to take it yet. So until Trey has a chance to take it, they need to make sure that they've got this covered.
Key, you think Trey needs to I don't know if Trey Lance is any good. Like, he's flashed it, you know, a little bit here and there. I don't get the feeling like it's Patrick Mahomes back then, where it was like, oh, my God, everyone's jaw hit the floor. But I don't know if Trey Lance is any – is you know, like, I don't know. Is what do you think, Key? Does he have to take the job?
The success that he had, the little bit of success that you saw him have on a few splash plays here and there last season was plays set up by Kyle Shanahan for him to have the success. I mean, I'm talking about they hit right when they needed to. Like, it was perfect for him. I think he has a world of talent. I think he's very talented. But it's very difficult for me to sign off on the unknown versus the known. Mm-hmm. Now, Jimmy G's injuries can play a part in whether or not it sways my mind to start him. But what I can't do is I can't afford to yo-yo with the kid. I can't start him and then we really start to look good, but he's struggling in holding our offense back. And then I kind of have to go back with Jimmy. And then Jimmy isn't good. Then I got to play back with him, play this game of back and forth, which could ultimately, from a psychological standpoint on a young quarterback, start to play with his mind. I don't know him like I know Justin Fields. Justin Fields, if he's back and forth, he's built mentally a little different than a lot of other people. But I don't know Trey Lance. Maybe Trey Lance can handle such a thing. I just think that he has a lot of talent. But here's what I would say to both of you. I ain't starting him if he ain't got Deebo Samuel or Deebo Samuel-like in the lineup. Why would I do that?
You know,
Brandon Ayuk is a good piece, but he's not the offense like Deebo Samuel. So that's going to have to be something John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have to decide.
And, Key, if Jimmy G looked that way without Deebo, how is Trey going to look?
You mean Jimmy G with Deebo?
With Deebo, exactly.
Yeah, so it also occurs to me, Jay, when Steve Young says this about the 49ers quarterback situation, I remember as a kid, in like I'm talking about like the fifth grade or something like that, everyone knew Steve Young was the best backup quarterback in football. He'd be starting for a million other teams, but Joe Montana was in front of him, right? Everyone knew that, like little kids. I knew that as a little kid. He had to go earn that. Steve Young just wasn't handed the job. And maybe he's looking at the quarterback situation in San Francisco now and thinking the same thing. Like, if that's going to be the next me, the guy who, then he's got to go get it, got to earn it.
Well, it's not only Steve Young. I mean, it's Jerry Rice who kind of ran routes for him too, right? I mean, he was praising Trey Lance the other day as well. So now you have two Hall of Famers that are saying positive things about where Trey Lance is evolving and maturing into. But I don't know if I rush the Jimmy G move. I continue to see how Trey Lance progresses, and I continue to survey the marketplace and see what opportunities are available for Jimmy G, but I'm not in a rush for that. I'm not, yeah, Key. I don't know how to manage that on Jimmy G's part because I know kind of where you would push it, but if you're Kyle Shanahan, you're not trying to rush that.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
Key,
I think the clock speeds up on him because of what the haul was to go get him.
Right.
And look, he could be the missing piece in dynamic. I don't know because I haven't seen it. I've seen Jimmy G, and I'm so conservative when it comes to quarterback play. And I believe for him, because he's so young and so raw, and he hadn't played a whole lot of football, that it may be best served for him to sit tight a little bit.
Yeah, it's they're trying to recreate, it looks to me, like the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes thing. But Alex Smith never went as far in the playoffs as Jimmy G. And the odds that anyone is the next Patrick Mahomes are slim, even if he is really good. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay's top five NBA duos right now. Well, after he tells you about Dollar Shave Club.
You ever have a shave so noticeably smooth that people want to touch it? Like when a friendly pat on the cheek turns into a full-on cheek rub? It's the kind of a shave a Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor can get you. The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor is here to get that chin noticed, and it comes at a fair price. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who is the best duo in the NBA right now? The best duo in the NBA right now. Bleacher Report retweeted Grant Hughes' top five duos in the NBA right now. They are at number five, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. At number four, Joel Embiid and James Harden. At number three, KD and Kyrie. At two, Jokic and Jamal Murray. And at one, Giannis and Drew Holiday. Interesting. Jay, I want your. The people are demanding Jay Will's top five NBA duos.
Ooh,
right now.
Ooh, I like that beat you just gave me, eight. So here's a couple of caveats for you. First off, you have to play in order to be on my top five duos list. So Kawhi didn't play. Sorry, can't be on the list. Jamal Murray, didn't play. Sorry, can't be on the list. I'll give you another one. AD played 40 games, 76 games in 2 years. Injury prone, didn't make the playoffs, can't be on my list. So what have you done for me lately, last season, going into the playoffs? We'll start with number five. I'll just go KD and Kyrie. I know a
number
lot of
five.
Stuff happening with, you know, pandemic, Kyrie not playing a lot of games, but those games he did come back and play, oh my goodness. Now, look, they got swept by the Boston Celtics. I get it. Doesn't look right, but still, to me, that's one of the most skilled duos of all time.
Man, they're number one, but go ahead.
That's right.
Number four.
It didn't pan out. If they're number one, they would have won it.
Well,
number one would have won it. Well, that's what I'm looking at. That's how I qualify number one. Thank you. Well, it's my list, not yours. You can talk about your comments later. Number four, I go
number
with CP3 and Devin Booker. Look, I love the combination. Even though Book was a shell of himself late in the playoffs, is what you knew he had to be the star player. I think CP3 had an incredible year. He got injured. He always runs out of gas, it seems like, late. I hate that for him. But still, the way these two play, I love that you have a combination of the seasoned vet, the upcoming star, and they also have a strong mesh of a skill set where CP3 is not a scoring first guard, which frees up Booker to be a true scorer. They're number four. Next up, number three.
Number three.
Let's go Giannis and Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton, for a lot of his career, was close to 50, 40, 90. Like, I just want people to give a lot more respect.
You said you had to play.
Well, he did play for most of the season. He just got hurt through the playoffs.
All right, fair enough.
What are you talking about? So, like, come on, Max. Y'all watch the game, baby.
No, I'm saying fair enough, but you – all right, anyway, go ahead. I'm anticipating
stuff. During the end of the season, yeah. So, my thing, look, Chris Middleton, close to 50, 40, 90 player. Giannis is the most dominant player in the game of basketball. So, to me – like, that's the combination I see on that team. I know the Bleacher Report had Drew Holiday. To me, it's always around Giannis, Chris Middleton. If Chris Middleton were playing, we would have been talking about the Bucks in the World Championship. That's number three for me. Number two.
Number two.
Put some respect on their name, man. They got to the World Championship. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, they got to a World Championship. You can knock them however the hell you want, but Jason Tatum is a superstar. He's on that verge. Jaylen Brown is not far off. Jaylen Brown can defend any player you put on the floor. And by the way, Jason Tatum showed you that he is a bona fide two-way player as well. You saw the way he defended KD. You saw the way he defended multiple people leading to the world championship. That's number two on my list. Next up,
number one.
I'm going to give it to him. I'm not talking about the Splash Brothers. I'm talking about Steph and Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins, lockdown defender. Put Wiggins on anybody you want. He's going to do his job. He also gave you offensive burst and big moments that solidified his position on a world championship team. Now, Steph, I don't know what else you want more from Steph to do. I mean, the guy won the MVP of the All-Star game. He won the MVP of the Western Conference Finals. He won the MVP of the NBA Championship. He has four championships, two without Kevin Durant. I mean, this is one of the most clutch teams. And you could put them, if you want to throw Draymond Green in there, you want to throw Jordan Poole.
No, you got to select two.
And Klay Thompson.
No, nope,
but
too many.
I love Andrew Wiggins and Steph Curry. So that is what have you done for me lately this past season. I'm not forecasting what next season is going to be and have qualifications, but that is my top five duos in basketball.
Key, go ahead, because I got some issues here.
Yeah, I got a lot of issues, too. Jay just be moving stuff around now. It's a forecast for whatever you've done last
I didn't say
year,
it was a forecast yet. Last year. Forecast well, will be okay. What's next year.
You're moving it around on me, though, Jay. You say, well, this year and this team and these players were hurting in playoffs and he didn't do this and all of those sort of things. But I'm going to leave that alone. I'm just going to use the way that I would look at it.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with one in terms of Wiggins and Steph. That's – It is what it is. We saw Wiggins play. We saw his dominance. Two.
And plus, Key, I want to reward winning a championship, right?
I got a big problem with it, but we'll talk about that.
They won a championship.
Key's going through his list.
It's MVPs, championships, all that. Number two, I would swap Tatum and Brown for Giannis and Middleton because, again, they won a championship together. Tatum and Brown has not. It looked good. They swept KD them. KD them wasn't – I mean, it was – whatever, right? They didn't do much.
Okay.
CP3 and Booker, I wouldn't put ahead of a healthy AD and LeBron James.
I understand
that they missed time, but Middleton's missed time too. CP3 missed time. Okay? Kyrie and KD missed time. So when I look at that, I'm saying, okay, whatever. CP3 and Booker down, I will put LeBron and AD in that spot. And then I would probably add KD and Kyrie. And then I would drop out Booker and CP3 out of your top five. But that's just my list.
All right, look, here's my issue, okay? And I understand, I think, what the issue is in terms of, like, philosophically how we put together, the different people put together these lists.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking duos.
Yep.
Now, maybe the league is moving away from being a league where, you know, if you got Jordan and Pippen, if you got Shaq and Kobe, ain't no one going to stop you, right? Maybe it's not that kind of LeBron and whomever. Maybe, you know, now it's getting to be everyone's getting better to the point where the difference between a superstar and just a starter is not so great anymore, and you need a deeper team. Maybe that's the case. But if we're just talking about duos, right, like, is it Giannis and Middleton or is it Giannis and Drew Holiday? You can make a good argument either way because it's Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday. It's not really a duo on that team. It's one superstar and other really good players. Same thing with hey, Pat just took the list, right? Okay, there we go. Steph and Wiggins or is it Dre or is it whoever? If you're talking about duos, KD and Kyrie, and they did play together at times, KD and Kyrie is so much better than Steph and Wiggins if they're on the court together. But Steph and Wiggins also have a whole bunch of other stuff.
I agree, but I reward winning.
I reward winning.
You got swept in the playoffs, Max. I know what the talent and the ceiling is, but see, you're
because they had better teammates. So we're trying to isolate the value of the duo, not extend it to their teammates. That's why it's so hard to say Steph and who,
Max,
Giannis and who,
Max,
but it's easy to say KD and Kyrie.
What is happening right now with KD and Kyrie?
They're breaking up.
Yeah. Do you watch that? Have you seen that? I've been the first one to say I think they're most skilled duo of all time.
Sure.
But duos also need to mesh. That's personality traits. They got swept in the first round of the playoffs. What do you want me to reward them getting swept? I'm not going to do that.
It's not about rewarding it. It's about Stephen, I
know what it looks like to you on paper. What I'm saying, when I'm factoring my best duos right now, is I reward the way they play and their team.
Why is it hard to translate? It's not hard. It's my list. What I'm saying is, why is it hard to come up?
Yeah, I sound
with
like
this,
you now.
Why is it hard to come up with the second dude with Steph? You can get an argument over that because you're really saying Steph and whoever his best teammate happens to be. You're really saying
Tatum and Brown are both really good. It's not that. Andrew Wiggins.
Wiggins is the second
best player on their team this year.
He was in the finals. He was the second best player on the team.
Max, throughout the year, Max.
You think
throughout the year, Max. From the beginning to the end, I watched it.
But what happened, though, Jay, and you know this, is that you only got one game in the playoffs. The eyeballs are watching you even more in the playoffs, but throughout the course of the season, he balled out.
Yes,
he
did.
He became the second guy to Steph Curry throughout the regular
season.
Made
an all-star game.
Okay. He played in his first all-star game. Yes. Andrew Wiggins was an excellent player this year.
I'm not saying he was more accomplished.
But what I'm saying is Wiggins a top 10 player in the league, do you think?
That doesn't mean anything about my duo, though, Max. Like, you could be a top 10 player in the league. Does that translate to winning?
It depends on who your teammates and your coach is. Not just when we talk about duos, we're trying to – this is kind of like the MVP conversation in, I don't know, baseball or something like that. It's hard work to isolate value. People don't want to do that most of the time, so they turn it back into a team award. The team award is the standings. The team award is if you finish in first place, if you win the championship. What we're doing now is saying, let's isolate the value of two players. When KD and Kyrie are on the court together,
they were prolific.
They were waxing the Bucks a couple of years ago.
Prolific. Yes, I understand all that. I've been the one consistently, Max, praising the talent of those two. Look at the tape.
I'm
passionate.
I understand what y'all saying. I mean, you know, what you're saying about the duels and things of that nature. But I want to know if your criteria is everything you say. Well, where's KD? I mean, where's AD and LeBron or Embiid and Harden? Why aren't they on this list?
Well, I think Harden, when he came over to Philly, was a shell of himself. I don't think that's – I think you have – look, that list is going to change for me next year. Like, if Kawhi Leonard and Paul George play, they're going to be on the list. If Jamal Murray plays, he's healthy with Nikola Jokic, he's going to be on the list. If AD can play more than 40 games, which he has not the past 2 years, he's definitely going to be on the list with LeBron James. So for me, I look at CP3, he played 65 games, Key. I look at Chris Middleton, he played 66 games. Like, they played the majority of the season. Mm-hmm. That's how I factor into it.
You know, I think a lot of this is really about the league seems to be changing to me. It seems to be – it used to be like if you could get two great players together, it's going to be tough for any other team to beat them, right? Nowadays, the Milwaukee Bucks are a great example. Middleton is excellent. Jrue Holiday is excellent. In a good year, maybe they might make an all-star team. It's really Giannis, superstar, and other kind of bubble all-star players. But they got a couple of those dudes with the superstar and the coach and supporting cast. Same thing with the Warriors. Steph and now Wiggins is on the come up, but Poole can shoot and Klay is coming back. And it's the whole cast. It's not just one or two guys.
I want to get back to you about your point about KD and Kyrie, too, because I think it was interesting. Because I think I called you during one of these moments late in the season, right around the first couple games of the playoffs for the Celtics, where I was like, that doesn't look right.
I agree.
Like, it doesn't look right. Like, they're not dapping each other. They're not doing their same old thing. And it was different watching them interacting, KD and Kyrie. And for me, I also, like, that devalues that duo to me.
It's a fair point.
Because that chemistry isn't there.
If you're talking about winning plus how good is each player, then and how they did this year, then you have a very good case for Steph Wiggins and Tatum Brown as 1-2.
Okay.
Middleton is more problematic only because he got hurt at the end.
He got hurt, but I do feel like we would have been talking about Giannis, Chris Middleton. That's why I'm okay with Key's swap. I think they would have beaten the Boston Celtics if they had Chris Middleton.
All right,
Middleton.
You know what? As he's explaining it, I might be coming around a little bit on the list.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, well, there you have it. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, 888-729-3776.
What did you got to talk him through it, Key. You know, it's Max.
What did you think? Oh, well, it needs to make sense. Man, KD and Kyrie, stop the nonsense. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-SAY-ESPN. Jason in Chicago, what do you think of Jay's list?
Hey, I was just confused because, Jay, you came from Chicago. I'm surprised you didn't mention DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. You know what I mean? Like, they were the number one seed. DeMar DeRozan was in the MVP contention, but you mentioned the way they play together and reward winning, but you didn't reward DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine for, you know, holding up the end of the bargain until injuries hit the team. Yeah, Jay. And, you know, that happened.
Yeah, Jay, what about them?
Yeah, no, that's accurate. That's accurate. I think because of the lack of success I didn't see in the playoffs, it kind of like it teetered off for me. It teetered off for me. Yeah, but I was with it.
If it was a regular season award,
regular
they'd
season
be there.
Award for sure. I think the way it teetered off in the playoffs, I kind of was disappointed by it.
Mike in Columbus, you're on with Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. What do you think of Jay's list?
What's up, fellas? Love the show.
What up, man?
Thank you, brother.
So, quick comment on what Max was just saying. You know, he talked about players around them and Steph and Wiggins having a better supporting cast. To me, isn't that a factor that makes them a better duo?
Yes, you can. I think, Jay, you can factor that in, right? How the whole team functions. But, like, when you look at the Lakers, for example, this year, even if if AD and LeBron are healthy, if you don't have shooters, if you don't, you know, like, you need, there's a certain requisite level of stuff around you. Some teams have, some teams don't. And I think one of the things about the league is if you, not organically, but just try to push all your resources into getting a duo together, you don't have enough around them.
And I see what AD and LeBron are on paper when AD is healthy. I understand that. I'm also the same person that I think LeBron James is the greatest player to ever play. That's a conversation for another day. So, but my thing is, when you don't make the playoffs, and the playoffs have been expanded to 10 teams, I can't reward you off that. I can't do it now. I can do it next year. Can't do it right now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're right. There's so many teams in the playoffs. If you don't make the playoffs, there's no way you have the best duo. And the proof in the pudding that they didn't play enough together is I don't care what you have around the best duo, you got to at least make the playing game. There's no, every team in the league makes the playing game.
Now, Key, I keep seeing these videos with my boy Lethal Shooter and AD working out. He come back next year looking like that, and he plays 60, 70 games. It's going to be different for the Lakers and LeBron James and AD.
I mean, don't worry about what's going to be different for the Lakers. You just continue to
That's
do
my
job.
I cover the sport. I am doing my job.
Hit you with the don't worry about it.
He always does
that. No Embiid and Harden. I don't think Embiid and Harden should be on the list based on what I saw from Harden last year. He's going to have to show that he's still a lot of James Harden to put them on the list.
Look, I think James Harden comes back next year. I think he has a lot to prove. I think that's going to be better. He's already taking the right steps, taking less money to a degree so they can get a guy like PJ Tucker. I think his conditioning is going to be a major thing.
Let me spin this for a second, guys. Jay, let's say we're not taking into account how much they've played together recently, but some kind of realistic estimate of how good they are at the moment when they're on the court and what's the likelihood they'll be on the court, right? Where would the list be? Like, so now you have Jokic and Jamal Murray. Now you have Kawhi and Paul George. I'm trying to re-enter the likely duos.
Now you have Harden and Embiid.
If you had to do that list,
you're putting me on the spot.
Yes, of course.
So, like, now you're asking me to forecast, if everybody's healthy, what the list will be next year?
But when I'm saying healthy, I'm not saying AD plays 80 games because he doesn't. He plays 60. Jamal Murray gets back to being Jamal Murray, and he's on the court most of the season. That type. Kawhi also, he ain't going to play 80.
Well,
he's
going to start. If he going to do that, it's going to be 1-2. Flip-flop KD, Kyrie, AD, LeBron.
Yeah.
Flip-flop however you want to.
But right,
then
I agree.
You start there.
I would start there.
And then everything else is whatever.
I would probably say Kawhi Leonard, Paul George would be next.
That'd be three.
I would Steph Wiggins, just because I think winning a championship off general principle would probably be
you
there.
You talked me into it.
And then Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
I think that's probably right.
I'd take Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown out, and I'll put Middleton and Giannis.
But see, it could be Drew Holiday.
Yeah, Giannis, Middleton.
It could be Drew. Like, Middleton, I guess you would take
the reason
he's bigger.
But here's the problem that you got, Max. The reason it's not Drew Holiday, is because we seen the Bucks with only Drew Holiday and Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
We saw what that didn't do much.
No, it's but true.
But when Middleton was there, they won a championship.
But not without Drew Holiday.
Doesn't matter. We seen him without
Okay,
Middleton.
I see. We have extra evidence without Middleton, but I'm going to assume without Drew Holiday, they don't win the title.
And, Keith, just go back to the KD Kyrie thing again. Like, I get how dynamic it is. Like, one of the things that I factor into a great duo is the chemistry of that duo, right? Like the fact that that chemistry is off, like, that devalues that duo to me, even though I know what time it is and I know where it is on paper.
No RJ Barrett and Julius Randle?
But most of the duos, though, Jay, most of the dynamic duos got chemistry, though.
That's what I'm saying, Key.
Only reason why Kyrie and KD just – laid an egg is because it was chaotic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That factors into it, right? Like that factors into
it. It does factor into it for me. It but
when I know you, what time it is basketball wise. I hear you.
So good, and you're so high. When you screw it up, it's only gonna drop you so far.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Because you got so much extra.
You got so much extra. Yeah. You got a lot of cushion there.
Number five. I couldn't take him out of the top five.
Yeah. Meantime, no Jokic and Jamal Murray.
Well, Jamal Murray, I mean.
Exactly. Y'all leave Jokic alone, man. No, it ain't
y'all,
even that. It's just
y'all
like.
Y'all are so disrespectful Jokic is, no, to this man who's a two-time
like
MVP.
You just keep acting like the Denver Nuggets getting ready to win a championship.
I'm not saying he's a dude single-handedly. He's not LeBron James that can take you to the promised land.
No, even with Murray, they not like that. They're a good team.
But that's what I'm saying. But y'all act like just because it doesn't look sexy to y'all, that Jokic is not that dude. Get out of here, man.
ESPN.
It's not going to change nothing. It's still going to be trash.
What do you think of Jay's top five duos?
Man.
888-729-3776. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Much more Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming right up with your calls.
On you, Yates.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.